Welcome to episode 997 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Hebrews 11, often referred to as the faith chapter, is significant in Christianity because it offers a powerful testament to the nature and impact of faith in the life of a believer. It highlights the faith of various biblical figures, both well-known and unexpected, who, despite facing immense challenges, trusted in God's promises and acted on their convictions. The chapter defines faith as the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see, or the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It illustrates this through the lives of people who, though imperfect, demonstrated their trust in God's plans. It provides a compelling narrative that encourages believers to live by faith, not by sight, and reassures them that faith is the foundation for enduring trials, pleasing God, and experiencing His promises. Hebrews 11 serves as both an inspiration and a call to perseverance, reminding Christians that, like the heroes of old, we too can rely on God's faithfulness in every circumstance. Although addressed to a Jewish audience, the chapter includes people who were not Israelites by birth, such as Rahab, who was a Gentile from Jericho. This inclusion of non-Israelites highlights that faith is not restricted to a particular ethnic or cultural group, but is accessible to all who trust in God. This also foreshadows the inclusive nature of the gospel, which invites people from every nation and background to share in God's promises through faith. While many of the individuals mentioned in Hebrews 11 experienced miraculous deliverance and victory through their faith, like Noah surviving the flood or the Israelites conquering Jericho, others did not receive what was promised in this life. Hebrews 11, verses 35 to 38, speaks of those who were tortured, mocked, flogged, imprisoned, stoned, and killed. They suffered and died without seeing the fulfillment of the promises, showing that faith does not always result in immediate earthly blessings or success. This challenges the common misconception that faith guarantees a trouble-free life. The actions of those listed in Hebrews 11 often went against the norms and expectations of their cultures. Noah built an ark when there had never been rain. Abraham left his homeland without knowing where he was going. Moses chose to identify with an enslaved people rather than enjoy the privileges of Egyptian royalty. The chapter illustrates that genuine faith often involves going against the grain of societal expectations or common sense, trusting in God's promises even when they seem irrational.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 Important Lessons from the Faith Chapter.
Number 1.
Faith is confidence in God's promises. Hebrews 11 verse 1 provides one of the most well-known definitions of faith in the Bible, capturing its essence in a powerful and compact statement. This verse is significant because it serves as a foundation for understanding the entire chapter, where the author of Hebrews will illustrate this definition through the lives of the heroes of faith. The verse begins by stating, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for." The word "substance" can be translated as assurance, confidence, or foundation. It implies something solid, something that provides a firm ground or basis. Faith, therefore, is described as a tangible reality or assurance of what we hope for, even though it is not yet visible or fully realized. It gives weight and certainty to our hopes, making the unseen future as sure to us as something we already possess. In other words, faith takes the promises of God and makes them a present reality in the believer's life, giving them a strong, immovable foundation on which to stand. The second part of the verse, "the evidence of things not seen," further clarifies what faith is. Evidence can also be translated as proof or conviction. Faith is the inner conviction or proof of the reality of things not visible or physically present. It is a deep assurance and confidence that what God has promised or revealed, though unseen, is real and certain. This kind of faith enables believers to trust in God's character and His word, even when circumstances or human understanding suggest otherwise. Together, these two phrases highlight that faith is not a vague hope or wishful thinking. It is a confident trust and reliance on God and His promises, grounded in the reality of His character and His revealed truth. Faith connects the believer to the unseen world of God's promises and assures us of their fulfillment, even when those promises are not yet evident to the human eye. Thus, Hebrews 11:1 challenges readers to live with the certainty of what we hope for in God and to trust Him completely, despite not seeing the full picture. This definition of faith sets the stage for the examples of faith that follow in the chapter, demonstrating how biblical characters lived by this assurance and conviction, even in the face of trials and uncertainties.
Number 2.
Faith leads to obedience. The examples given in Hebrews 11, such as Abel, Noah, and Abraham, demonstrate that genuine faith leads to action. Each of these figures acted on their faith, obeying God's commands, even when it was difficult or did not make sense by human standards. Faith is not passive. It moves us to live according to God's will.
Number 3.
Faith requires perseverance. Hebrews 11 illustrates that faith often involves waiting patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. Many of the individuals mentioned, like Abraham and Sarah, had to endure long periods of waiting and uncertainty. Yet they remained steadfast, believing that God would be faithful to his word. Faith sustains us in times of waiting and hardship.
Number 4.
Faith transcends circumstances. The chapter highlights individuals who faced incredible challenges, like persecution, hardship, even death, but whose faith remained unfaltering. This shows us faith does not depend on favorable circumstances. Instead, it trusts in God's goodness and sovereignty, regardless of what happens around us.
Number 5.
Faith pleases God. Hebrews 11:6 states, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." This verse emphasizes faith is foundational to a relationship with God. It is by faith we draw near to God, and it is faith that pleases him.
Number 6.
Faith looks beyond the present. The heroes of faith were commended for looking beyond their immediate circumstances and focusing on the eternal promises of God. They lived as foreigners and strangers on earth, seeking a better country, a heavenly one. This teaches us that faith gives us an eternal perspective, prompting us to live for what truly matters.
Number 7.
Faith is willing to sacrifice. Many individuals in Hebrews 11 made significant sacrifices because of their faith. Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son Isaac, and Moses chose to suffer with God's people, rather than enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. Faith is willing to give up earthly comforts and pleasures for the sake of following God.
Number 8.
Faith relies on God's power. The examples in Hebrews 11 remind us, faith is not about our strength or ability, but relying on God's power. It was by faith Sarah conceived in her old age, that the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, that the walls of Jericho fell. Faith acknowledges our own limitations and trusts in God's limitless power.
Number 9.
Faith recognizes God's sovereignty. Hebrews 11 acknowledges that not all of God's faithful experienced earthly deliverance or reward. Some were persecuted, tortured, and killed. This teaches us that faith trusts in God's wisdom and sovereignty, even when the outcome is not what we desire or expect. It reminds us that God's purposes are higher than ours, and his plans are perfect.
Number 10.
Faith inspires others. The testimonies of the faithful men and women in Hebrews 11 serve as powerful examples for future generations. Their lives of faith inspire us to follow God wholeheartedly, to persevere in trials, and to live with an eternal perspective. Faith is not just a personal journey. It is a witness that encourages and strengthens others in their walk with God. These lessons from Hebrews 11 invite us to deepen our trust in God, to live boldly in obedience to his word, and to persevere in faith regardless of the challenges we face. Although Hebrews 11 recounts the faith of Old Testament figures, the chapter ultimately points forward to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. The faith of the people in Hebrews 11 was fulfilled in Christ, who is the ultimate example of faithfulness. This ties the chapter into the broader message of Hebrews, which emphasizes Jesus as the culmination and fulfillment of all of God's promises. Father, thank you for the gift of faith that sustains us through every challenge. Help us to trust in your promises and to live boldly in obedience to your word, no matter what we face. Strengthen our hearts, Lord, so that our faith may inspire others and bring glory to your name. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.